们的 second class on in the front line.
Hallelujah. 今天晚上我们开始第二堂课在前线。
Let's reflect a little bit about the acronyms that we came up with.
我们现在来想一想我们今天早上所学的。
So when they deploy all the troops.
当我们发出军队。
What was the first acronym that we studied together?
我们第一个字母学到的是什么？
Is that float, right? Float. What does this float mean?
是漂浮。那漂浮是什么意思呢？
Forward line owns troops, right?
就是往前的军队。
And the second one?
第二个。
Fleet, right? More like let a fleet, right?
就是
F-L-E-T, right?F-L-E-T. F-L-E-T. Yes. So this fleet or flat, what does it stand for?
是代表什么意思?
Yes. Forward line, right, of enemy, right? Enemy what? Troops, right? And what's the last one?
最后一个是什么?
Fever, right? I was like fever, but fever, right?What fever stands for? Yes, forward edge battle area, right? So let's reflect about these three things, right?
那我们再想想这三件事。
So in a spiritual battle,
在属灵的战争里面，
which one are we?
我们是哪一个？
Are we float?
我们是漂浮。
Are we flat?
我们是逃亡。
Are we fever?
还是？
Or are we still NYTS? Need you?
我们是 NYTS 需要你来服侍。
So which one? Which one? Which one? At this age, right? Where should you be?
我们在现在这个时代，你应该站在哪一个？
Where should you be?
应该在哪里？
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Someone say something.Actually, it's already really good if you guys in NYTS.
其实大家能够在神训班是一件非常好的事。
If you can come to NYTS, need you to serve is already good enough.
其实你们在这边需要你们来服侍就已经是一件很好的事。
But the goal we want to reach.
但是我们要追求的目标。
We want to reach and progress all the way to fever.
我们最终的目标就是。
Right.Because when you're in fever, this means you already control your enemy.
真的是代表你已经控制了你的敌人。
And you already destroyed your enemy.
或是你已经摧毁了你的敌人。
But right now.
但是现在。
We must be in NYTS.
我们应该要在 NYTS 神训班里面。
And don't think it's NYTS only for these 2 weeks.
但是 NYTS 并不是只有这两个礼拜。
If NYTS only for these 2 weeks, what happened to the rest of the 50 weeks in the whole year?
如果我们 NYTS 只有两个礼拜，那剩下的50个礼拜怎么办？
Actually, every day is NYTS.
其实每一天对我们来说都是神训班。
Every day we need to be trained by our Lord Jesus Christ.
每一天我们都该被我们的主耶稣来训练。
So yesterday we talked about, no, not yesterday, this morning, right? This morning, right?We talk about the nature of enlistment.
我们今天讨论到要被列入军队当中的一些。
So what is the nature of enlistment?
所以我们今天早上讨论到是哪一些呢？
First, we are chosen by God, right?
第一个，我们是被神所拣选的。
When we are chosen by God, this means voluntarily, of course, for us, we want to serve God. That's why we are here.
我们被神所拣选，然后我们是出自自发性的来到这边要服侍神。
You know when we think about the Vietnam War，
我在回想起越南在越南的战争。
Why so many Americans died in that war？
为什么有那么多的美国人死在那边
？Because they all went there involuntarily。
因为他们都是自愿的到那边。
They didn't want to be there。
他们其实不想
到。So why are they fighting in the battle? All the people here in the United States, right? They would, you know, they go against the war.
所以他们在美国有很多的人来反对这场战争。
So because of this, the soldiers have no motivation to fight.
所以这些士兵他们其实是没有任何没有动机 打仗。
So we're talking about when are we enlisted to fight in the army of God? When?
所以什么时候是最适合去？
When?
成为神的。
Baptism, right?
就是、
We didn't say the Bible says you are enlisted in the Bible. I mean, in the army of God. We didn't say the Bible. You guys just believe it.
在圣经里面哪里有提到这一点？
What's that? Second Timothy.
这是在提摩太后书的地方。
Chapter 2.
我们来看提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 4.
提摩太后书第二章第四节。我没有看到任何洗礼有关洗礼的字句在这边。
You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4.
第四节。
No one engaged in a warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlists him as a soldier. Right? Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ enlists us as a soldier, but how do we know it starts in a time of baptism?
那耶稣基督他要我们来成为他的精兵，可是我们怎么知道是从洗礼开始呢？
Anyone else? Sisters?
姐妹有没有人知道？
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 14. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13 and 14.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13 and 14.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十三节跟十四节。
Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Verse 14.To which he called you by our gospel for obtaining of glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, all these verses we use is not, they're not wrong, right? They're not wrong.
这些我们所用的章节呢都不是错的。
Let's go to Revelation.
我们再来看启示录。
Chapter 19.
第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章。
Starting from verse 14.
从第十四节开始。
Verse 14.
14节.
And the armies in heaven, right? Here, it's about the armies in heaven.
这边讲到天上的众军。
Clothed in fine linen.
穿着细麻衣。
White and clean, follow him on white horses.
又白又洁，然后骑着白马。
So in other words,
所以换句话说，
if you want to belong to the army of heaven,
如果我们要成为天上的众军，
what must we have?
那我们一定要有哪些？哪些东西？
Fine linen, right?
我们必须要有细麻衣。
Fine linen and then what else? White and clean.
又白又洁的细麻衣。
Fine linen and white and clean can only be obtained during the time of baptism.
那这个又白又洁的细麻衣呢，是只有经过洗礼之后才能够拥有的。
So think about this.
所以我们大家来想一想，
Because toward the end age,
因为到末世的时候，
if our fine linen is not clean,
如果我们的衣服不是洁净，
then we cannot belong to the army of heaven.
那我们就不能属于这天上的众军。
And then if you don't belong to the army of heaven,
如果我们不属于天上的众军，
what army do you belong to?
那你是属于谁的众军呢？如果你的衣服不是又白又洁，你是属于谁的种族？这是撒旦的种族。如果你不属神，你就是属撒旦。
If you don't belong to God, you belong to Satan.
如果你不属神，你就是属撒旦的。但是我们来看第二十章，第二十章第七节跟第八节。
Now when a thousand years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison with Egypt.
第八节。
And will go out to deceive the nation which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them, to gather to battle whose number is at the sand of the sea. So on the end days, if we do not belong to the army in heaven,
如果在末世我们不属于这个天上的众军的话，
then we belong to the army of Satan.
那我们就是属于撒旦的军队。
Because Satan will, when he's released, he'll be, you know, go out and defeat the four corners of the earth.
因为当时撒旦就会从监牢里被释放，然后迷惑世上四方的列国。
And then his army will be like Gog and Magog.
然后就会像哥哥跟马各一样。
So what is Gog and Magog?
这两个是什么意思呢？他们不是撒旦本身，而是他是撒旦的军队。就是按照他们就像人数多于海沙一样。
This means there's so many of them.
因为那他们人数非常众多。
And who are they fighting against?
那他们是跟谁在打攻打呢？他们在和谁打仗？在第二十章里面有讲。第九节。Raymond 传道有教大家怎么样来分析经文。这是一个战争吗？
这不是一个战争。
这不是一个战争。
I have no pocket.If I talk with my hand, so it's hard for me to carry stuff. My Bible hit me. Hope I don't hit anybody.
Because
on the end day, it's not going to be a battle, right? It's not going to be a battle. Why? Because it's Gog and Magog surrounded the camp of the saint. This means if someone surrounded you, this means you're all done.
如果有一个很大的军队将你的圣徒包围，就表示你已经差不多要完蛋了。
And who is this beloved city, right? They can't say who are these people?
那这些圣徒的英语蒙爱的城是谁呢？
Andrew, who are these people? What's that? Us, yes.
这是我们。
So I was on the end days, right? If God did not send fire from heaven.
在末世，如果在末世没有火降临的话，
Because evil has prevailed over the face of the earth.
那就会被这邪恶所包围。
And let's go back to chapter 19, verse 14.
我们再来看十九章第十四节。
Yes, the armies of heaven, they're clothed in fine linen.
这个天上的众军穿的细麻衣
，white and clean，
又白又洁。
So what is our goal as soldiers of Christ？
所以我们基督精兵应该有什么样子的
？Make sure our linen always white and clean until the end。
那就是我们的细麻衣一定要又白又洁，直到最后。
What did they ride on？
他们是骑着什么
？This army of heaven, what did they ride on？
他们骑着什么
？White horse。
他们骑着白马。
White horses。
是白吗？
And the word of God, right? Jesus Christ Himself. What did He ride on?
那主耶稣基督他又骑着什么呢？
White horse.
也是一匹白马。
And what does white horse represent?
那这个白马是代表什么？
What does it represent? True Jesus Church, right?
就是真耶稣教会。
It's very ironic, right?
是非常讽刺。
Because according to Revelation chapter 4.Let's go to Revelation chapter 4.
因为我们来看启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章。
I'm sorry, chapter 6.
第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. Verse 2.And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had bow and crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. So here, this white horse, what does it represent?
这一匹白马它代表了什么意义？
What does it represent?
它代表什么？
Yes, the true church of God.
就是,
but according to other denomination, who this white horse represents?
但是对于其他的教会,
who this white horse represents?
这匹白马是什么呢?
Yes, they think it's the Antichrist.
他们觉得这是基督,
so what does this mean on the end days?
对,在末世的时候,
that on the end days, people think that true Jesus Church is an Antichrist.
人们会认为真教会是敌基督的教会。
And then for them as Christians, if we are Antichrist, they will fight against us.
所以他们将会像撒旦一样攻击我们。
Now 2 weeks ago, I was in Vancouver, NYCS.
在两个礼拜前，我在温哥华的NYCS。
And then I was on my way back from Vancouver back to San Jose.
那我刚好是在从 温哥华回来加州的路上,
and I was really tired.
我那时候其实非常的累,
so I walked to the immigration officer.
所以我就到移民局的一个警官,
and I gave my passport.
我给他我的护照,
and he asked me, what am I doing here?
那他问我, 你在这里做什么?
I said, I come here to visit brother and sister in church.
那我是来这边拜访教,
and he said, why do you need to visit them?
然后他问我说为什么你要来拜访他们?
And I told him I'm a pastor of the church.
我就告诉他我是这教会的传道。
And he asked me what the name of your church?
那他就问说你们教会的名字叫什么?
I say True Jesus Church.
我说真耶稣教会。
And all of a sudden he dropped down my passport.
那他就把这个护照丢下。
And he looked at me.
他看着我。
And was so upset with me.
他非常沮丧地看着我。
And he said, how can you name your church a true Jesus church?
他说你怎么可以把你们教会名字,
you tell me that the church I go to is false?
难道我去的教会就是假的吗?
This is immigration officer.
这是一个移民局的警官。
And I was completely in shock. Of course, I just want to go home, right?
我那时候很震惊, 其实我当时只是想回家。
Then he started to, you know, tell me, you know, you should name your church like that, right? And you're saying that my church is false? How can you say my church is false? I didn't say anything.
我那时情绪蛮激动, 我就觉得你怎么可以就是觉得我的教会,
but he was so upset with me.
所以,
I spent about 5 minutes there. You know, 5 minutes in front of an immigration officer is so long, like an hour. Right?
所以我站在那边大概有5分钟之久, 那站在那边的感觉虽然5分钟, 但是觉得很好。
And he kept raising his voice at me. Right?
他一直提高他的声音对我。
Then I have to explain to him why we name my church True Jesus Church.
那我还要对他解释为什么教会的名字是真耶稣教会。
This is the first time I have such encounter. Right?
这是我第一次遇到这样子的经验。
So on the end days,
所以在末世的时候,
why do people list us on the internet TJC as a cult? Why?
What's the first reason why? What is
the first reason why? 第一个原因是什么? Why do they think, yes, but, okay. Actually, that's not the reason why we say the only true church. Because many churches also say the only true church, right? For example, the Catholic Church, they also proclaim the only true church. The Greek Orthodox Church, oh, I'm sorry.
因为天主教他们也说他们是真教会。
They also proclaim they're the only true church.
他们也说他们是真教会。
But what is the real reason why they say that we are cult?
为什么他们会说我们是异教呢?
I'm sorry? No, it's not because of our name.
不是因为我们的名字。
Yes? No, not because of the Holy Spirit.
也不是因为我们的圣灵。
Yes, exactly.
因为独一真神。
Because the Trinitarians,
因为三位一体的,
they put out a decree.
他们有写一个,
that any church believe only one true God, you are a cult.
他们写了一个约说, 如果, 只要称自己为, 如果信独一真神的教会都是异教。
This is really interesting.
这是非常有趣的一件事。
Why? What is Trinity, what they try to prove?
他们到底要证明什么?
Exactly, one true God.
就是他们想要用三位一体来证明独一真神。
So we'll learn about Trinity later. We'll talk about in the battlefield, right?
对, 我们稍后会谈到这个三位一体。
So when you think about this,
我们来想一想,
so when people proclaim that we are the Antichrist,
当人们称我们为这个敌基督,
actually, it will come realized soon, right? Will be realized soon.
那我们就会,
in other words, other denominations will start to persecute us.
就是很快的就有其他的教会会来逼迫我们。
So that's why we must gird up our loins.
所以我们一定要, 装备自己。
And get ready for this great battle.
然后准备来打这一场停战。但是这一匹白马。
The army in heaven is also white horses, right?
因为在天上的众军，他们也是骑白马的。
So why did you need to ride on white horses? Why not black? Why not red? Why not gray? Whatever, right? Why?
为什么他们要骑着白马，而不是其他颜色的马
？So these white horses represent the true church of God. What does this mean?
那这个马是代表了真耶神的真教会。
What does this mean?
这代表什么？
What do you think, brother? I know you're thinking. You're thinking. You haven't got to it yet. What about you, brother? What do you think? And the question is that if you are riding on the white horses, right, and the horses represent true Jesus Church, what does this mean for us? Okay, God is with us, okay? Brother, you have something?
神与我们同在。
Yes, first.Right? That's right. First, Jesus riding the white horses. Jesus using the white horses to conquer and conquer. This means he will use the church to conquer and fulfill his purpose.
就是耶稣骑着白马要战胜，用他的能力来战胜世界。
And second,
第二个。
We also ride on white horses.
我们也要骑在白马上。
We also will use the church to conquer and conquer.
我们要骑着白马来战胜。
So what does this mean?
所以这代表什么
？So on the end days, if you're not riding white horses, I'm sorry, you're not going to be conquer anything.
如果你不骑在白马上的话，你没有办法胜过任何事。
So in other words, if you want to be part of the army of heaven,
所以如果你要成为天上的众军
，your horse must be white.
你的马一定要是白的。
If your horse is not white, this means you belong to the enemy.
如果你的马不是白的话，这代表你是属于这个对方的军队。所以我们不但要穿着白衣，我们要骑着白马。
So, but what am I saying?
所以我现在说的这些代表。
No matter what, never leave the true church of God.
就是不论发生什么事，我们绝对不能离开真教。
Because it doesn't matter what church you go to.
不管你去哪一个教会
，That church cannot be white.
这教会一定要是白的。
Because that church cannot be the white horse is going to ride on.
这教会一定要有骑着一匹白就是要有白马。
So we don't ride on the white horse. There's no way we can conquer and conquer.
如果我们不骑着白马的话，那就永远没有办法战胜。
So this is very important.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
So I know that many of us, we know this.
我们知道神的教训。
But quite often we allow Satan to attack us too much.
但是撒旦也大力的攻击我们。
So if we know who we are.
所以我们认清我们自己的话。
We spend the last hour and a half, you know, talking about this morning and now, talking about we must know who we are.
我们今天早上花的时间都是来讲说我们要认清我们自己的身份。
In the next step, what must we know?
那下一步我们要知道什么？
If you're a soldier, right? We know who you are already, right? You are listed in United States Armed Forces. You are the Japhead, right? Of the Marine Corps, right? After you know who you are, then what else?
如果你是一个士兵，然后你已经被列到军中，然后你现在已经知道你自己，那你还要知道什么？
What else you must know? What's the next step?
我要知道我的指挥官。
Of course, you know who the commander is. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. We go, yeah, that's good, but that's later on.
指挥官就是我们的耶稣基督。
What do you know?
这很好。还有什么
？Yes, our enemy. You must know.
这是我们的敌人，我们必须
知道我们的敌人。You know, when they go to the Vietnam War, they have no idea who the enemy and stuff like that, right?
我们不可能去打越战，然后不知道对敌人是谁。
Most of the soldiers have been dropped off in the jungle. They don't know.Which one is Cambodian? Which one is Vietnamese? Which one is the monk? Which one is the Lao? They just kill everybody. Right?
因为士兵被放在那个地方，他们可能不知道各个种族谁是谁，所以他们可能全部都杀。
They have no idea who their enemies were.
所以他们那个时候其实都不知道他们的敌人是谁。
But for us, we know.
但是对我们来说，我们知道。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们来看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is our enemy.
这就是我们的敌人。
So in other words, when we have argument in church,
所以当有时候我们在教会里面有争执的时候，
Don't look at our brother and sister as our enemy.
不要把我们的弟兄姐妹看为是敌人。
Because the enemy we are fighting against is not flesh and blood.
因为我们要战的敌人呢，不是在肉体上的敌人。
In other words, we cannot see them.
我们没有办法用眼见。
So the last time I was at a church, right?
上一次我有在一个教会。
And I was sleeping on my bed.
我睡在床上。
And all of a sudden, Satan showed up.
突然间，撒旦出现了。
And he was in his battle gear.
然后他穿着他打仗的装备，他看起来非常的，他看起来非常的酷。
And he had his battle gear, even his helmet, right? And everything, right? He had it on.
那他有他的头盔，还有他其他身上的装备。
Then he said to me.
然后他对我说
，What are you doing here?
他说你在这里做什么
？I said, This is my territory.
这是我的领域。
And I just said to him, In the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我就说奉爵士圣灵赶撒旦。
But what is this telling me?
这对我们
有什么意义？ Because sometimes our church ought to be occupied by Satan.
因为有时候我们在教会里面也会被撒旦。
Because every church we have, he wants to use that church as a headquarter for himself.
有时候撒旦会利用那个教会来成为他的基地。
If we have 22 churches and prayer house,
如果你有22个祈祷所跟教会
，and if he has only 4 or 5 of those prayer house and church to be his, to be the place that he can use, and then I see sooner or later it will spread to all other churches and prayer house.
但是如果在那22个祈祷所跟教会当中有4、5个祈祷所跟教会是被撒旦所占据，那很快的其他就会被沦陷。
So look at this principalities and power.
所以我们看这些这些掌管掌权
的，
他们是管辖着幽暗世界的，他们也是天空属灵系的恶魔。所以这就是我们所要战的敌人。我们有打胜他的机会吗？没有。在我信主之后，我曾有几次遇过撒旦的经验。我可以告诉你，100%我们是没有办法胜过他的。因为在我年轻的时候，我体格很好。不论我们多么强壮，我们还是没有机会胜过他。这是为什么要来想这
个？
我们不可用邪气来打胜撒旦。我们一定要先了解我们的敌人。我们知道他是谁，可是我们还要更加的了解他。
So when everywhere we go, we have only one enemy, that is Satan himself.
所以不论我们走到哪里，只有一个敌人，那就是撒旦他本身。
We must ask ourselves.
所以我们要先问我们自己。
Where did Satan come from?
撒旦是从哪里来的？
Where did Satan come from?
撒旦从哪里来？
Where? Satan come from God.
撒旦是从神来的吗？这样子有点可怕。
Do you think Satan come from God? Let me ask you this question then, right?
那我来问你一个问题。
God is such a good God. How can he create Satan?
如果神是善的神，为什么他要来创造撒旦呢？
You have no idea, right? No idea.
不知道。
Sister, where did he come from?Hands up.
时间到了。
We must ask ourselves this question.
我们要问我们自己一个问题。
Because quite often people, you know, they talk about dualism, right? Dualism is always good fight against evil.
就是善与恶的学说。
So right now, God is fighting against Satan like this, right? Back and forth, back and forth. But on the end, good will prevail. Do you believe that?
他们这个学说是说神跟恶打仗，最后善会胜过恶。
Let me ask you again. Yes. Yes. Why? Oh. So right now it's about dualism, right?
所以现在是讲说善跟恶的学
说。Fight against evil.
善跟恶之间的
争战。But right now it's like a tie, right?
但是现在是平手的阶段。但是到最后神会胜过撒旦。
Oh, come on, no. Even now, God wanted to destroy Satan in the blink of an eye. You destroy him. You understand?
到时候神也能够轻易的胜过撒旦，帮他摧毁。
Why? Because the God we worship.
因为我们所敬拜的神。
He's Almighty God.
他是全能的神。
Why doesn't he want to destroy Satan right now? Why doesn't he destroy Satan right now?
为什么他现在不摧毁撒旦呢？
What's that? Oh, he. So God uses Satan to test us.
神在利用撒旦来试炼我们，试验。
My God is not like that. Yeah. I'm sorry. For His glory. Okay. Okay.
在寻索。
Actually, did God sin against himself? No.
神会犯罪吗？
不会。So what is he waiting for? Who is he waiting for? Satan. Yes, he's waiting for us. For him, he can destroy Satan anytime, just like that. Right?
他现在等待我们。
His purpose is not for that.
他的用意不是那样。
Let's go to Romans chapter 16.
我们来看罗马书第十六章。
In other words, I want to brainwash your brain.
我想要洗你们的脑。
For you to know how awesome our God is.
来了解说我们的神有多么伟大。
Really, there's only one evil spirit that came to me one time that it was he was so powerful, right?
所以虽然撒旦很有能力，但是神的能力大过他。
Microphone cost a lot of problems. I remember doing one NYTS in Pacifica Church.
在太平洋教会举办的一次神训班。
I think like 2002 or 2003.
大概是2002年到2003。
And that time because the council member of church they were fighting one another.
那当时的教会负责人呢有很多的争执。
And many brothers and sisters, at least many brothers in that time, they're very dirty minds, right?
那当时在那边的弟兄都有很污秽的思想。
So during that time when we pray, brothers and sisters see Satan all walking around, right?
所以那时候有信徒祷告的时候看到撒旦走在教堂里面走来走去。
For me, I also felt them at that time. I also experienced them at that time.
然后那时候我也体验到撒旦。
So it was ready for me to go to bed.
所以有一天晚上我正要去睡觉。
And then I realized that if I fall asleep, I know it will come to bother me.
那我意识到如果我睡着的话，这个撒旦就会来骚扰。
I was doing push-up, I was doing sit-ups, trying to keep myself awake, right?
所以我用尽各种办法让自己清醒。
Of course, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning already.
然后那时候已经凌晨一点。
So I was laying down.
所以我躺下。
And of course, I'm trying to keep myself awake.
然后我用尽各种方法让自己保持清醒。
And the first evil spirit came to me, just push me like this, right?
那有一个撒旦就来推
我。And of course, I woke up.
然后我突然间惊醒。
Then I cast him out.
然后我就将他赶走。
But then the second one, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one.、Right?
但是接下来有第二个、第三个、第四个、第五个。
But the last one.
但是最后一个。
He was so powerful, right?
他真的非常强大。
He wrapped his arms around me.
他用他的双臂抱住我。
Then he brought me to a different dimension.
然后他带我到另外一个空间。
And this place is full of darkness.
他的那个地方是充满黑暗的。
And I hear women and children crying so loud.
我听到女人跟小孩的哭泣声。
And I realized I was in Hades.
我就惊觉到我在地狱。
And I did not know how long it was, but it seemed for eternity. It was, no, it seemed so long.
当时我没有办法意识到多久，时间有多久，但是我觉得很久。
So this time I tried to cast it out.
所以我用我的力
And no matter how hard I tried to cast it out, I couldn't do it.
但是无论我如何努力，但是我没有办法把它赶走。然后我就想说，我应该快要死了。
My soul cannot come back to my body.
我的灵魂没有办法回到我的身体里面。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
In a distance.
在很远的一个地方。
I saw a little light.
我看到一个光。
And this light become brighter and brighter.
这个光变得越来越亮。
And then this light pretty much, the whole place become light.And I came back to my body.
然后那个地方就整个都变成光明的一个地方，所以我就回来了。
But I'm trying to say that actually, Satan compared to God, he is nothing at all. He's nothing. You have to know that.
所以撒旦跟神比较起来，他是什么都不是的。
But in Romans chapter 16 verse 20.
所以我们来看罗马书第十六章第二十节。
And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly.
是平安的神，快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下。
So here, the Bible tells us the victory is not in Christ, right? In the sense that He can destroy Satan anytime, but the victory we must have that victory because we don't want to sin against God.
我们要拥有这个胜利，是因为我们是向神犯罪的。
And He will crush Satan, right?
但是神会将这个撒旦践踏在他们在我们的脚下。
Because Satan.Your feet, right? Let me see your feet. Can you crush Satan with that or what? Or that feels like tofu. Right? Can you crush someone? If your feet is like tofu, there's no way Satan can crush, God can crush Satan with our feet, right? So right now, I think most of us, our feet are just like tofu. So our Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for these feet to be like iron.
所以我们现在的脚就像豆腐一样软。那就是我们希望可以让我们的脚变成更强硬。
So that's why Satan is not destroyed yet.
所以撒旦没有办法被践踏在我们的脚下。
Remember when Jesus walked toward the legion, right? The man possessed by many evil spirits, right?
就是在马可福音那边有赶鬼的一个故事。
What did he say to Jesus? Evil spirit.
这个巫鬼跟耶稣说什么话？
他说为什么你要来折磨我们呢？ Satan, he knows that his time is already close already for him to be destroyed.
因为撒旦的时候他知道他将要被耶稣给毁灭。
So let's go back. Where did Satan come from, right?
所以撒旦是从哪里来的？撒旦是从哪里来的？如果我们不知道撒旦是从哪里来的，我们要怎么样来跟他打仗？所以我们一定要了解他的特性。撒旦是从哪里来的？
So Satan, he's an angel that fell down.
撒旦是天上的天使掉下来。
What do you guys think?
你觉得呢？
Okay, how many of you say Satan is an angel that fell down? Raise your hands.
你们觉得如果撒旦是从天上掉下来的天使，举手。
Oh, you have a question. Okay. Okay, what is the definition of angel? Are you an angel, brother? Are you an angel?Of course, you are an angel.
请问你是天使吗？
You are an angel.
By angel, do you mean like any servant of God?
See, the angel itself, angel, right? The word angel in Greek is angelos, right? That means messenger.
天使是神的传达者。
So when you talk about angels, the word angel just means messenger. That means in the book of Revelation, right? To the angel of the seven churches, the angel is who? With two wings and four wings and six wings?
就在使徒行传里面，有这个传讯息的角色。
Imagine if I have a soft voice, right? You can't even hear me. I'm talking so loud already. What do you think, Melita? Huh? The question is, right? the angels in the book of Revelation, right?
在启示录的天使,
is this thing I write to the seven angels in our different churches, right? And who are these angels?
You and me. So don't think
angel with two wings, right? Four wings. So now, say, how many of you say Satan is the fallen angels? Raise your hands, please. Hey, what happened? I thought it was more. Okay, raise your hand if you're sure.
如果你觉得天使是从天上坠落下来的天使的话, 举手。
Okay. Okay, there's like 5, 6, 7 of you. So about you, sister, where is the angel Satan come from?
A fallen angel.
A fallen angel. You didn't raise your hand. That's what it is. So, okay, let me ask you, no, be serious now, right? Even though I'm laughing, let's be serious. You must know your enemy, right?
大家要严肃一点, 因为我们一定要知道我们的敌人是谁。
Where Satan comes from?
到底撒旦是从哪里来的呢?
Is he a fallen angel? Raise your hand if you say he's a fallen angel.
如果你觉得他是坠落的天使, 请举手。
Okay, thank you. What about the rest of you? Where did he come from? Is he self-exist? Raise your hand.
如果他就是存在着,
is Satan self-exist? Raise
your hand. 举手。
Okay, so what is he? What about the rest of you?
那你们身上你们在做觉得怎么样?
He's principalities, and what about principalities?
他是君王。
Okay, so for those of you, say Satan is fallen angel, and then you can try to, how can you explain these two verses? Let's go to 2 Peter.
如果撒旦是天使的话, 那我们要怎么样来解释这两个经节呢?
2 Peter.
彼得后书,
Chapter 2.
彼得后书,
verse 4.
第二章第四节,
and who, I forgot who said that Satan is fallen angel. Who? Which one? Okay, brother, can you read it? Chapter 2, verse 4, right?
第二章第四节,
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them in the chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment.
Here, right? The fallen angels, right? That fell, he already delivered them into the chain of darkness to be reserved for judgment.
就是,
verse 4.
第四节,天使犯了罪,神也没有宽容, 曾把他们丢在地狱, 交在黑暗坑中, 等候审判。
And let's go to Jude.
我们再来看犹大书,
Chapter 6, verse 6, right?
犹大书第六章的第六节。
Who said that Satan is fallen angel? Brother, is that you? Okay, can you read verse 6 then?
犹大书第六章,犹大书第六节。
The angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the wicked.
Yes. So both in 2 Peter and also in Jude, say the angel did not keep the proper domain. Where are they?
因为天使犯了罪, 所以神没有宽容他们, 把他们丢在地狱。
On earth. Earth, actually, it says Hades, right? Can you serve in Hades?
他们其实在地狱里面,
right? Right? It says Hades, right?
彼得后书二章四节说, 他们是被丢在地狱。
Father, you raise your hand? I'm sorry? Yes, any kind of messenger. Okay, yeah, but this one is not. Because this one in Greek is not plainly a messenger as human being, but it's angel. Yeah. Because in Greek, it's angel is different, the way they use it differently, right? For English, only angel is angel, right?
天使的意思是不一样的。
So here, what I'm trying to say to you, right?
所以我们在这边要探讨的是,
if this angel who did not keep the proper domain, they were cast into hell.
如果天使他犯了罪,没有待在他们应该在的地方,他们就会被扔在地狱里面。
And they are reserved in chain of darkness for the last days.
那他们就会被在那边被捆绑,一直到最后审判的日子。
So what does this mean?
什么意思?
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
What's that? I'm sorry? So he's not the fallen angel.
所以他并不是坠落的天使。
Tell me one place that the Bible says Satan is a fallen angel.
嗯，有谁可以举出在圣经里面讲说撒旦是坠落的天使？
Okay. You know, in Revelations how it says that the dragon was found in chains and then released in the end. Well, you just said that the fallen angels are chained until the end. So if Satan was a fallen angel, he's chained until he gets loose.
因为在启示录里面有一个龙，也是被捆绑一直到。
Yes, that's a good logic, right?
所以也许是那一只龙。
But if we go to Revelation,
我们看启示录第十二章。
Where did Satan fall to? Huh? Where did he fall to? Look at verse 9, right? Chapter 12.
他坠落在哪里？
Where did he fall to?
这个龙他坠落在哪里？
Where did he go? He go to earth. That's why this world.
他是被摔在地上。
You understand? So the bottomless pit. Don't think the bottomless pit. So God.
这个牢狱并
不是你的地。We go step by step. Okay. Here, what we want to know is that where Satan come from.
我们要知道说是撒旦是从哪里来的。
So if we say Satan is a fallen angel, we want a scripture. Yes.
所以如果我们要说这个撒旦是从坠落的天使的话，是在以赛亚书。
Did it say angel at all?
在以赛亚书这边有讲到天使吗？他只说。
Anyone else? I'm sorry. He came from sin. He came from sin.
他是从罪来的。
That's a bad answer, alright?
这是今晚最棒的答案。
So actually, God created everything.
所以神创造万物。
Actually, can someone type up there for me, please? Brothers back there, can you guys type something for me, please?
可以在这个荧幕上面打一些字吗
？Let's go to Colossians.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Chapter one.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter. Can you type something for me, honey? Okay, thank you.Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Oh, can you like a type like a blank piece of thingy so you can type for me? Can you just type like a note? Yeah, like new slide. Are we ready?Verse 15.
第一章第十五节。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Verse 16.
第十六节。
For by him, right? Okay, write this down, brothers. By him all things were created. Right? By him all things were created.
万有都是靠他造的，请把这句写下来。
Return.Things on earth,
在地上的
earth,
then faith, then things heaven, like a crossman, things heaven. You can just put heaven, you don't put things anymore. Then come back, return. Then visible underneath the earth, put visible underneath the earth.
就是在地上能看见的.
Underneath the earth.
能看见的.
One more. And then under heaven, invisible.
然后在天上的下面打, 看不见的.
And then underneath visible, put thrones.
在看见的下面打有位的.
Then underneath invisible, put dominions. And then underneath thrones, put principalities.
放执政的.
And then underneath dominion, put powers.
掌权的.
And then come back to put below things on earth.
在地上的一切.
No, I'm sorry, below that. And put all things are created through him and for him.
万有都是他造的，也是 靠他而立.
Thank you so much. It's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So here, right, we can see here that God created things on earth and things in heaven.
Yes.
That God created visible and visible.
Yes.
That God created thrones and dominions. Yes. That God created principality and powers.
Yes.
But all things are created through him and for him. So, but are they bad?
他们是坏的吗? 是不好的吗?
Are they bad? Hey, when God created everything, is it bad?
当神创造, 万物的时候, 是恶的吗?
No. Everything God created was good.
神创造万物都是好的.
But what happened?
但是发生了什么事?
Let me ask you one question.
来问大家一个问题.
Did God create sinful Adam and Eve?
神有创造犯罪的亚当跟夏娃吗?
No. But why did Adam and Eve sin?
可是为什么他们最后还是犯罪了?
What's that? Yes. So they choose to disobey God. So now, let's look at this. Okay. Here God created everything. By him all things were created. Amen to that, right?
在这边神创造万物.
Yeah. I have no idea. No, that's another story. Right?
Here for later, right?
Okay. And then now let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Can you make this a little bit smaller, please? And then go to Ephesians chapter 6. You guys are my secretary for tonight. Ephesians chapter 6. Then verse 12.
第十二节.
Put flesh and blood, right? Not wrestle against flesh and blood.
与属血气的征战.
And then you put principalities, then powers, right?
执政的掌权的.
Then rulers of the darkness of the age.
管辖这幽暗世界的.
Oh, you put principalities and power. Just like the top, right? Just like the top, do the same.
就像上列的一样做一样的.
Yes. Then put rulers of darkness.
然后做这个管辖这幽暗世界的.
Then rulers of darkness. Yes. And then put below that is the spiritual host of wickedness.
然后天空属灵气的恶魔征战.
So we can see now it's Satan. Right. So what does Satan mean? The word Satan, Satan, what does that mean?
撒旦的意思是什么?
Satan means an adversary, opposer, or accuser, right? Those mean Satan.
撒旦就是指控的.
So here, when God created everything, it was good.
所以刚开始被创造的万物都是好的。
But something must happen.
And
then this principality, this power, this throne, it means they become the ruler of darkness, the spiritual host of wickedness. So they became Satan. So in other words, that God did not create Satan. But God created principalities and powers, dominions and thrones.
神创造了执政的掌权的.
So think about this, right? Our time is almost up.
我们的时间快到了.
You must think what happened.
我们一定要想想看到底发生了什么.
And think of Adam and Eve, you also can think exactly what happened to the principality and powers.
我们再想想我们这个亚当和夏娃当初他们创造到最后的结局.
The angels are only servant of God, right?
天使只是, 神的仆人.
Can they really, if they, can they be bought against, against God? Think about this.
他们可以跟神来争.
Just like Obama, right?
就像奥巴马.
Can someone who cleaned the toilets and stuff like that go against Obama? And be bought against Obama?
一个在白宫清洁工人来跟奥巴马争战吗?
What's that? Just don't get by it. But the thing is what I'm saying to you, right? Usually a captain of a ship, who will go against him?
通常谁会来跟...
He's first, right? First officer, right? Or whatever you call him. Then the best person will go against the president is the vice president, right? Or whoever works close to him. So now don't think, don't limit our mindset. When God created, right? When God created everything, don't think he only created, there's him and his angel, that's it. No. What happened to the principalities, the, you know, the powers, the throne, dominions?
当神创造所有的，创造的时候，不是只有他跟天使，
For me, when I talk about it, I always think about, you know, King Arthur, right? What's King Arthur famous for?
Knights
of the Round Table. Yeah, Knights of the Round Table, right? So the Knights of the Round Table, right? This means even the king, he sits on a round table. This Knight of the Round Table, his right hand man.
我们知道在这中古世纪有一个圆桌会议，然后在这个王的旁边有一个。
If you read Ezekiel 28,
我们来读以西结书。
You read it for, you do it for homework, just read and analyze it, right?
我们今天晚上可以来读一下28章。
Don't think this, you know, this Satan who fell is merely an angel. I'm not saying that when you say angels are wrong. We can use it very loosely.
不是说我们来说这个天使是错误的。
Thrones, dominions, principality and powers. Because in Ephesians chapter 6, that principality, that power, and become ruler of darkness, ruler of the wickedness of the heavenly places.
Because this principality, that power, and become ruler of darkness, ruler of the wickedness of the
heavenly places. You can see in Ephesians 28, right? Talking about how, right, Lucifer, he was sealed with perfection. He's so beautiful. All the different kind of precious stones that covered him.
最开始的天使他是非常壮大而且很美丽的.
This is what we need to know. Why? Because when you talk about dualism,
当我们在讨论这个善恶之处,
people want to trap us, right?
很多人就想要迷惑我们.
If you say he's a fallen angel, then sorry, fallen angels in Hades already.
他告诉我们说, 有
And according to Revelation chapter 19, only the day of judgment that those who in Hades will come out.
但是在按照启示录来讲，是只有在最后审判的时候，地狱的那些黑暗。
So that's why do not say he's a fallen angel.
所以不要说天使是最撒旦是坠落的天使。
But he's a fallen principality's power.
但是他是 坠落的执政的掌权的。
Then it makes sense when you read the whole Bible.
那这样子我们来读圣经的时候就能够
So think about that.
所以我们来思考。
If we know that God is the one that created principality and power, God can destroy them in a heartbeat. You understand? There's no such thing as fighting.
如果神创造这些执政的掌权的，其实他很轻易的就可以摧毁他们。
For example, who's the smallest here, right? I don't know. Maybe some of you. If I fight one against you, the smallest one, right? Is it really going to be a fight? You could not call it a fight. Just like between God and Satan, there's no such thing as a fight God fighting against Satan. No. God would just, in the blink of his eye, destroy Satan. You understand?
因为神的神跟撒旦的程度不同，所以神可以很轻易的就摧毁撒旦。
But thank God, none of you say Satan itself exists. There's no way he self exists.
因为撒旦他不可能自己就无缘无故的存在。
Okay, you can sleep on that.
所以你今天晚上可以思考一下。
Let's bow and pray, Sam.
低头默祷。